Hello, my name is Rob Ray, and I'm a financial advisor from the Wealth Consulting Group here at UBS Financial Services, located in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I can be reached via email at robert.ray, R-A-Y, at ubs.com, and welcome to the 10 Spot, an approachable, unassuming podcast that explains various wealth management concepts in about 10 minutes. In this episode, we're going to be discussing Bitcoin ETFs. Now, out of the gate, first thing, some disclosures to touch on. UBS does not provide advice on specific virtual assets, nor with the selection of spot Bitcoin ETFs. Given that ETFs are each trying to track Bitcoin prices, certainly there should be a lot of attention paid to fees and liquidity. In addition, there are certain net worth requirements and income requirements, investor sophistication, that sort of stuff out of the gate. So, on to the meat of the conversation. The first U.S.-listed Bitcoin ETF began trading on January 11th of this year. And in this conversation, we're going to be touching on a brief overview of the ETFs, which again stand for Exchange Traded Funds, and attempt to answer some questions that I've received frequently on the topic in terms of should I consider an ETF or buy the cryptocurrency, what have you. In the past, Bitcoin has been referred to as the digital gold. Coincidentally, spot Bitcoin ETFs are very, very similar to gold ETFs. They're designed to closely track the price of Bitcoin, less expenses. Expenses include operating expenses such as the management fee and the trust's trading costs. The ETFs are structured as grantor trust, and that's probably getting into the weeds a little bit, but they're backed by the Bitcoin held by the custodian. So all things the same in terms of comparing the cryptocurrency or Bitcoin versus a Bitcoin ETF, if the price never changed, the idea of the ETF is to track closely the price movement. Since there's no price movement, Bitcoin would stay the same. The value of the ETF would decline by just a little due to those expenses. So what's the advantage of a Bitcoin or a spot Bitcoin ETF versus Bitcoin itself? Well, the primary one is the professional management of, here comes a whole bunch of Bitcoin terminology, wallets, keys, and that sort of thing. If you don't know what those things are, great. You don't need to, because with a spot Bitcoin ETF, all of that is going to be taken care of for you. How is the Bitcoin stored? Who has access to it? Speaking of stored, that's probably actually something worth touching on a bit. No pun intended, spending a bit of time on. And if you're unfamiliar with Bitcoin, Bitcoin can be stored in kind of two ways, essentially. Cold storage, or otherwise known as a cold wallet, meaning that the cryptocurrency keys to the Bitcoin will be stored in a manner that isn't connected to the internet. So offline. In comparison, if it is stored in hot storage, that means that the keys required to access the cryptocurrency are connected to the internet or online. Two big differences in layers of security. The vast majority of any Bitcoin that backs a spot Bitcoin ETF will be kept in cold storage. So there's a certain layer of security that comes with it as compared to if you own Bitcoin yourself, it's connected to the internet. If it's in hot storage, you place it in cold storage. Also, if you don't want to think about any of that, a spot Bitcoin ETF might be right for you. Some of the disadvantages of owning Bitcoin through a spot Bitcoin ETF are that there are going to be some underlying ETF fees. So there's that. In terms of trading, you're going to be bound by market hours, right? 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, unless you trade an exchange somewhere else in the world. Whereas Bitcoin itself trades, and you're not bound by market hours. Maybe to a lesser degree, the investor doesn't actually own the Bitcoin. As a reminder, you're owning an ETF that's backed by Bitcoin that the ETF provider has set aside to back up these shares, but you don't actually own the Bitcoin. If you wanted, you know, to get your Bitcoin from it, you couldn't. You're stuck with the ETF. Speaking of disadvantages, one thing that I think any investor with a digital asset ought to consider are what is required, a base level of knowledge for owning such a type of investment. This isn't like buying a brick of gold, right? And you can set it on your desk, or it just sits in your house and you can see it and it's there. And if somebody wants to take it, they got to come physically pick it up and walk away with it. Here you're storing a digital asset online. So you certainly want to do your due diligence on any crypto exchange that you might trade on, as well as the custodians, you know, who's going to hold on to this digital asset. There's going to be some risks around the storage and safeguarding if it's self-custodied, right? If you're going to hold on to it yourself, cybersecurity, right? Online bank robberies, you could say, especially as it's related to hot wallets, right? Something that's tied to online. There might be higher trading costs involved in Bitcoin itself, right? Versus an ETF on an exchange. It's a very liquid market. I say all that with just an asterisk of even just through personal experience, right? If you think about the last time maybe your home internet went down, or you had a problem with Wi-Fi, or you had to reboot your computer, there's any number of technology issues that we can run into on a daily basis. And we always have to measure how much do we know and at what point do we need to hire a professional to do this, because that's not my job. You know, I'm a physician. I'm not a cryptocurrency trader or custodian, or I'm a this, I'm a that. That might be a lot to consider. And if that is too much and you don't have a passion or an interest in learning about it, going the route of a spot Bitcoin ETF might be the best option for you. Some last minute considerations. If you're thinking about how to select a spot Bitcoin ETF, the investment horizon dictates the relative importance of cost versus liquidity. The longer the time horizon of the trade or the investment in the Bitcoin, the more important expenses become. The more tactical the trade, the more liquidity will matter in terms of ease of trading, getting in and out. Bitcoin is a volatile asset, so minor differences in expenses likely don't matter as much, all things considered, and shouldn't sway from the issuer that you have more comfort, confidence in their ability to manage the product. And given the importance of safekeeping of Bitcoin and the potential for high volatility, any investor is going to want to consider the issuer, the company that's issuing the ETF, considering their experience, or if they have a co-partner in the issuance of the ETF, the issuer's partner within the crypto industry. There is a lot to know about this this topic and this space, certainly more than you can cram into the 10 minutes of a 10 spot. But that said, hopefully you found those past 10 minutes or so insightful, and I've been able to answer at least maybe a few questions that you might have had about Bitcoin ETFs. As always, I sincerely appreciate you including the 10 spot in your playlist and sharing what you've learned with others. Please email me with any follow-up questions, suggestions, or topic requests for future episodes at robert.ray@ubs.com. Thank you for listening, and have an awesome day. And now time for that post-podcast disclaimer. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.